Hey guys, Tim here, and I'm going to tell you how you can get all of my training programs for free. That's right, it's part of our new 12-month coaching program called Springboard, and it's designed to help gym owners who are stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month grow to $30,000 in stable recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym and to see which one of my training programs you get for free, visit gymownercoach.com. That's right, gymownercoach.com for more information. Now let's get into the show.
Welcome back to the Gym Business Coach Podcast. I'm going to be your host today, Randy Engston, joined with Mr. Zach Columbia.
On air.
Today. On air. In the flesh.
In the flesh. Let's go. We need an on-air sign, Brian.
Like, there we go.
Recording in progress. Yeah.
We still need the NBA Jams soundboard. He's on fire. He's heating up. All right, guys. Today, this is a topic that we talk about a lot. And it's the speed at which you can contact a lead once it enters your ecosystem. So imagine just kind of laying out the foundation or like the scenario for you. Maybe it's your website. Maybe it's a Facebook lead form. You know, you've got poles in the water to capture leads. Lead comes into your ecosystem. What happens next? Traditionally in this industry, right, it hits somebody's desk. It's a responsibility to pick up a phone, try and contact that lead right away. But we live in a time right now where obviously automation has a big ability to help kind of carry some of that weight. We're going to get into that, but maybe take us through kind of your experience here, Zach, from the director's position as leads were coming into the business. We've always talked about like the next step is, right? We're not trying to sell from the first point of communication. We're trying to get them in for the consultation, right? Yep. And so kind of take us through maybe the system or how you guys have set that up or we've set that up, you know, here at Legacy to make sure that we're on top of the speed at which we can reach out to that lead.
Yeah. So, you know, number one is like, as soon as somebody opts in, whether it's on your website or it's, you know, a lead form from Meta that they're filling out, they should land. The next step should be a redirect to a book page, right? Sure. Like, hey, we got your form. Thanks. You know, maybe a video explanation of what you do or a quick overview, 2 minutes, 90 seconds, something like that. But then underneath that is your calendar. Mm-hmm. Like the next, you're not done yet. The next step is book an in-person consultation. So we want them to, there. Somebody that opts in is right then in that moment interested, and they already took some sort of micro action to opt in to learn more about your program. The worst thing that you can do is then allow life to distract them.
Sure. Yeah, it's almost like their pain point is the greatest at that point, right?
Yeah,
like,
their pain point or their interest is the highest. Like, I don't care where they're at. Like, if they're on their phone, you know, and they're scrolling and your ad catches them and they take action, they're interested and they're looking at that. You want that person to have the opportunity to book and take the next step immediately without any interruption. Mm-hmm. So that would be the first thing is like, hey, let's put the calendar in front of them, book a time now.
Sure.
Without any manual, that's not even automation. That's just, I mean, I guess you could say it's automation, but it's like, here's the calendar book.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And that would be set up either through your website.
Yeah.
You know, after the lead form, obviously, like you said, a redirect to your booking link or even on a Facebook lead ad or Meta lead ad. We put it on the confirmation right after within that platform, so it's not taking them somewhere else. It's happening directly through that platform.
Yeah, and if you guys have been a long time listener, you've heard the story of like Tim and I at a charity golf event, and us just like the phone going off, both of our phones, and we look at it, and it's like lead came in, oh, consultation booked. Lead came in, consultation. We booked like 3 consultations while we were on the golf course. Without a single, you know, manual outreach or even an automated outreach.
Sure.
So that would be, you know, number one. And then if you think about what that tells you, that tells you that our best chance of getting somebody to book a consultation is in that moment. And there's already this momentum. And what I have seen lately, like, years ago, nobody had automation sure. like this, right? I mean, this is one of the things that Tim built that has helped so many gym owners buy back their time. And it's just, you know, this dialed in system where somebody, you know, opts in and then they're getting nurtured and they book a consultation. But a lot of agencies and coaching programs and things now have implemented automation. Like they've caught on, hey, this is, you know, speed to lead, helpful. You don't have to rely on a human being. But also what you're saying and the psychology around those messages, even if they're automated, is really important.
Sure.
So what I am picking up on, and I see a trend in, is that those messages that a lot of agencies now are using are like conversational. They're, hey, let's get the conversation going. And that is stalling the bookings.
Sure.
In that moment, the psychology through observation, what you see is, hey, we have the best likelihood of that person booking a consultation right now. So our messaging needs to be very direct. Like, wait, you're not done yet. The next step is book your consultation. Then if we hit them with an email, a text message, you know, over the course of 3 days, let's say, and they don't take action, then maybe we shift to a little bit more conversational, or, you know, help me understand what you're, you know, what brought you in, what got you interested. That's totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to understand that they, you know, at different points throughout this nurture process, there's different psychological things that we need to be paying attention to mm-hmm. or accounting for in our automation.
Completely agree. And obviously, I mean, the premise here, right, is speed and efficiency yeah. and breaking down kind of the customer journey from that lead coming in to them becoming a member, right? The next natural step is the consultation.
Yeah.
Whether that be, and some gyms do a discovery call.
Could be right? a discovery call, could be whatever your process mm-hmm. is.
And we've did a show probably almost two years ago. Well, we split test that here at Legacy to see was a discovery call or a direct in-person consultation the right next step for us. And we hands down found out that the direct to consultation was a much better format for us here in our gym. I say that because this is one of those things where you should be testing these things for yourself. Different demographics, you know, maybe different offers and opportunities, even different deliverables might change. The result depending upon what you offer and what you present. But either way, right, the next step, in order to have the sale, the ability to sell somebody, we need to get them either on the phone or in front of us next. Yeah. And the what we're talking about here is like the efficiency and the speed at which you can do that. You did a great job kind of laying out like, hey, allow them, and this goes back to kind of us or our belief that like making doing business with you easy. That client shouldn't have to rely on somebody reaching out. And you see that a lot with franchises and large big box models and things like that. It was always like, oh, we have your information. Somebody will reach out to you. You know what I mean? And to me, just like you said, you're stalling that conversation. Yeah. The chances that that person's in the same psychological, you know, position when you do get a hold of them versus when they made that decision to leave their information, pursue what it is you have available, there's going to be some natural fall off, right? You do a great job at articulating kind of like the law of diminishing value. And I think that even comes into here, right? If somebody opts in and leaves the information and they don't take that next step, they've already kind of checked a box in their own mind. Like, I'm moving forward towards it. Whether I want to get started today in the gym or I'm thinking about it, either way, they've taken action right now. And right now is the best time to give them that opportunity for that next position. Now, let's say they don't, right? You've got the direct kind of push to the next position. If somebody doesn't take action, and let's say they do get hit the end of like the 3 days that we're talking about, what would you say conversationally then comes into play? Like how would you shift focus from there?
Well, let me kind of back up and we'll just walk through it like step by step.
Sure.
So somebody opts in, they immediately get redirected to a booking page, and then we have automation built out. So if they don't book,
mm-hmm.
we'll give them 5 minutes, let's say. if they don't book, then we're going to hit them with a text message. But as soon as they opt in, we have automation that rings our phone.
Yeah.
So it calls us.
Yep.
And it says, hey, to be connected with this lead, press one. So there's before they even have a chance to book, we're going to, you know, basically call them if we're available.
Yeah.
Right. And so this is where automation comes in, is like, maybe I'm not sitting by the phone, or maybe they're opting in at 9:30 at night because that's when they're sitting there doom scrolling or whatever, and they yeah. get our hit with their ad. So if I am available and it rings my phone, cool. Press one. Like, let's have a conversation with this person. That's conversational.
Sure.
If they don't take action or we, you know, aren't available to talk to them, 5 minutes goes by. That's enough time for them to book. They don't book, hit them with a text message. Hit them with an email. Okay. Wait, you're not done yet. Next step, book your consultation. Hour later, hit them again with a text message. Hey, you know, just while it's top of mind, like, make sure you get booked. And we're just going to kind of follow that tone of urgency, take the next step, don't let this slip, you know, for several days. Then through text message and email. Now, obviously, like, we're also going to call that person a couple of times over the course of those 3 days, but we're not going to, like, you know, we have other things to do. We're not going to hound that person and call them 6 times over 3 days or something. It's probably going to be 1 or 2 phone calls a day, like evening, morning, evening. And then from there, we're going to shift to, like, hey, you know, what brought you in? What are you looking for help with? Are you currently, you know, training with somewhere else? That type of thing, to just try to get them to respond, and open the, just start having a conversation through text or through email.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think that's a big thing too, is right. If they don't take action right away, the goal is communication at this point. It's not necessarily, well, I mean, the ultimate goal is the booking, but you kind of change the way that you go about it, right? It's a little less direct. Now we're going for the conversation, opening it up to maybe there are challenges. Maybe there are things that they weren't ready and willing to take that next step yet, but through a phone call or through some automated nurture, you know, we can kind of stem that or stoke that kind of fire in them. And
But even if, let's just say 1 out of 10 people are ready to take action and book. Like, that is low drag, low friction on our part to put it in front of them to be like, hey, you're not done yet. Book your appointment.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you do that? And then, and a lot of times there's this, like, psychological thing that we have as gym owners, and we feel salesy because we're trying to help people, and we think, like, oh, that's being too aggressive or whatever. That you're in business, like, you have to sell or you don't make money, and you have to think about the psychology of the person that is also opting in that needs your help.
Yeah.
And guess what? There's also this thing called competition. So the person that gets that person in for a consultation first, the gym that gets them in for the consultation first, is probably the gym that's going to win.
Yeah.
And so it's like, why wouldn't you give yourself the best chance possible to be very direct at the beginning, get in, speed to lead, I'm contacted, book your appointment, let's go. And then if they don't take action, we nurture them.
Yeah.
Right. We nurture them. And one thing, you mentioned a discovery call and us split testing it. You call leads anyway.
Right.
When you get somebody on the phone, that is a discovery call.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't call them and get them on the phone and then
book another call.
call. So this is one thing that I don't really understand about the discovery call. In our automation, in our text messaging, we also say, like, you know, hey, I'm sure you're busy. Is there a time today that I could reach out to you? I'm going to be available this afternoon. And so we're still saying, hey, we're busy, but I'm going to have some time later. Are you available? Can I give you a call? And so then, yeah, we'll get them on the call to move them to the next step.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole speed to lead is not just about like that first contact. That's part of it. But it's also about getting them in for the consultation. And so like on our calendar, they can't book out more than 7 days in advance. You know, if you let somebody book more than 7 days in advance, they're probably going to no-show you.
Good shit.
So, you know, and I wish that there was a calendar. If anybody knows this, you know, please comment. But like, I would love a calendar that some sort of fancy calendar that, you know, adjusted for the weekends and like extended out the time. But like on Monday, I only want it to show this week.
Sure. Yeah.
The closer we get, it's like, okay, add a Monday, add a Tuesday. Instead of it just being like seven rolling days, yeah. If it could be like, no, you need to book now, book now, book now. Okay, now we'll open it up because you might be busy the rest of this week type of thing. That would be great if you guys know about that. But again, like speed to lead isn't just, you know, let me get in contact first. Let me get them in as quickly as possible when their intention is high.
It's a really good point. And I mean, obviously, I'm sure we could look at data, you know, from the fall off, depending on how far out people book. But I mean, what being in this seat, both of us know, you like, if somebody's on your calendar for 2 weeks out, there's a great chance you're never going to hear from them. You know what I mean? It's almost like a soft, like soft booking. They're testing the waters. They want to see what the next step is, but they're not really committed to taking action yet.
Yes.
And I'm sure you listening have gone through that stuff, right? Like if somebody's really interested, they're booking on your calendar in 24 hours.
All right, before we jump back into the episode, a quick note for the gym owners listening right now. If you're the kind of owner that is always pushing for the next level, you should know about the Growth Summit. Every year, we bring together some of the most driven gym owners in the industry for 3 days. This year, it's in Scottsdale. No fluff, no bullshit, just serious operators talking about what it really takes to build a gym that works as a business. Several thousand gym owners from all over the world so far have attended. So if you want to be in the room with people who refuse to settle for average, head on over to fitprogrowsummit.com and grab your ticket now, June 25th through 27th in Scottsdale. All right, let's get back to the show. If you're a gym owner dedicated to delivering a better training experience than your competitors, then you already know that one of the biggest bottlenecks in your business is programming. Most gym owners are either doing it themselves or paying a team a small fortune just to keep up. That's why I want to tell you about our sponsor, Semi-Private Pro, a platform that we built out of necessity in our own gym after realizing how much time and money we were just wasting to stay on top of programming. Let me give you a couple real-world examples. Ayn Toppin, she was spending 3 hours a day on programming. After switching to Semi-Private Pro, that dropped to zero, with zero drop in quality. Scott Wilson out of Kentucky, he's paying his team 15 hours a week for programming. Now they handle it in 15 minutes, and it's actually better than before. And Elizabeth Rogers, she reclaimed her Sundays. No more weekends behind a laptop, writing workouts, and her coaches are now more aligned and consistent than ever. Guys, that is what Semi-Private Pro does. It gives you a master programming system your coaches can easily follow and adjust in real time. And here's the best part. This isn't some cookie-cutter, one-size-fits-all template. Thanks to Semi-Private Pro's trademark movement matrix, every client workout is customized to their goals and movement quality. So it's not just faster, it's actually more individualized, more professional, and completely scalable. So if you're tired of spending your weekends writing workouts or worse, paying your team to do it, head on over to semiprivatepro.com to learn more. That's semiprivatepro.com and reclaim your time and level up your training.
Or maybe it's 2-3 days just based on availability. You know what I mean? So, but I think that that's important to say too, because let's say you do get them on a phone call or something like that. You want to get them in as soon as possible, not drag this process out and allow it to. You can't give people too much option to decide not to follow through. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And the longer that they sit there with every passing day, they're just thinking about not wanting to do what they just committed to. So great point there.
Yep.
I want to actually add one thing too about the discovery call. In my opinion, the discovery call should be for gyms who have to disqualify leads. So let's say you're the number of leads that you're taking in, not every lead is natural for your business. Maybe it's, I don't know, depending on your offer, maybe you're getting tire kickers,
you're getting free, copy, or on your ad.
Yeah. Yep. And so rather than just filling your calendar with appointments for people who aren't actually qualified, a discovery call would be a great place to kind of layer that in, have a conversation, right? Maybe talk about the financials of what it's going to cost for the commitment and things like that, so that you're not spending somebody's time having a consultation for somebody who just cannot actually make the membership work, right? So that's where I see a discovery call kind of being more advantageous. I don't think in most businesses it's the right next step.
Yeah,
I think when one of the biggest reasons there is it's really hard to show value when you're having a phone call or a text message conversation. You know, when somebody walks into your facility and they see what you have available, they can see the training floor, they see other people training. There's a natural understanding, like this is more valuable than the cost. And you can't really show value around just a number. They need to kind of experience some of that. And so I think that getting somebody into the facility is your greatest opportunity to be able to have a real conversation about, you know, what it is they're stepping into.
If you get somebody into your facility, you have what I call home field advantage.
There you go.
Which is you can orchestrate the flow. You can control the environment. You can put things in place that increase your chances of making a sale.
Sure.
And converting somebody. Give you a simple example is like when we have somebody come in and they stand on the in-body. While they're standing on the in-body, they're staring at 5-star review testimonials with pictures of our clients on the wall right in front of them.
Yep.
Well, that's strategic. That's by design. And so, you know, like those little things, you put, you know, 50 different touch points in there like that, that are strategic, you're increasing your chances. On the phone, you don't have that ability.
Sure.
And selling over the phone is a very specific skill set that it's taken me years to develop. I could close, you know, at 80% consistently in consultations in person. You get me on the phone to make a sell, that, like, I mean, it's probably like 10, 15% if I'm lucky.
Sure.
And so, you know, it requires a specific format, specific strategic like process. You have to give very minimal information. You have to maintain the frame. You can't answer questions like it. And as a gym owner, you get on the phone with somebody and it's like you just want to spew everything that you do. That is the opposite of what is going to work on a phone call. So if you do that and it works, that person would have booked anyway. Right.
Yeah, right.
So it's like, what was the point? You just wasted your time. So I just, I caution against doing that. It's much easier than booking an appointment to get on the phone with somebody because you're calling them and saying, hey, saw you just opted in. Looks like it stalled. Are you currently in a training program or is this something new for you? Okay, great. How long you been thinking about getting started? What, what's the thing that's been holding you back or why haven't you taken action over the last 4 years that you've been, you know, struggling with this? Okay, great. Here's the next step. And it's like, I gave them no information whatsoever. I'm just pushing them. Like, what is the problem that you're struggling with? How long you've been struggling with it? What's the solution that you're looking for? Great. Come on in. It's all pain oriented around what their issue is.
You know?
So, again, just a different conversation than in person.
Yeah. And there's one other thing I want to bring up too is, not all call them CRMs, client relationship management software, right? All the systems we use for these nurtures, they're not all created equal. I mean, there is a million of them out there. But one of the biggest things, in my opinion, is it has to be logic-based, right? The system has to understand when that person takes action and books that consultation, we're no longer nurturing them to book a consultation, you know? And I've entered plenty of opt-ins for a million different, you know, reasons where it's like the system doesn't recognize that you took action and it's just pounding you to keep going down that path.
And you've already
done that action.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you are in a position where you're considering CRMs, make sure you're looking at logic-based ones where, you know, when the appointment is booked, whether it's a tag applied, whether it moves them in an opportunity, removes them from a workflow, whatever it may be, your CRM needs that ability.
Yeah.
And I just say that because, you know, there's always low hanging fruit. I mean, you could absolutely have email, quote unquote, nurtures from a free CRM or a very low cost CRM. But if it's not accomplishing the objective that we're seeking, it's probably not the right solution for you.
Yeah. Example of that is like when somebody books a consultation with us, the next thing that happens is our system will send them an intake form. So confirmation of their appointment. And then a few minutes later, it sends them an intake form, says, hey, please, you know, help us prepare for your consultation, complete this form.
Yeah.
Well, if they don't complete that form, then that tells us like, hey, we got to call this person and figure out what's going on. Or if they complete the form and they're like, you know, this isn't that important to me. On a scale of 1 to 10, you know, how big of a priority is this to you? And they're like, 4, I'm not going to meet with that person. I'm going to call that person,
sure.
You know? So it will help give you information for the consultation, but it'll also tell you, do I need to disqualify this person? And not waste my time meeting with them. If so, let me get them on the phone before their appointment, so I don't waste an hour with a tire kicker or whatever.
That's
so,
a really good point too.
Yeah. So it's all mapped out, but yeah, if they move to that and they're getting the intake form, we're not going to keep saying, book your consultation. If they respond to the automation that says, book your consultation, and they're like, hey, I'm out of town for the next 2 weeks, your calendar is not that far open. Oh, no problem. Let me follow up with you in a week and a half, and then we'll schedule your appointment. And then I can just go into our CRM, click a follow-up date, and then the automation takes over and follows up with that person on that date. So there's nothing that needs to be tracked manually on my part, because you guys know, like, if you're running a gym, man, you got 50,000 things you're thinking about at every given moment. You're not going to remember a text message that came through from a random lead that's 1 out of 1,000 that was like, hey, follow up with me on this date. You're not going to remember to do that.
You're as successful as these sticky notes on your monitor that you remember to follow up.
Like, click the button and automation takes over. And we've had people in that automation for like literally for a year who come in and they're like, hey, follow up with me 2 weeks. And we follow up, the automation follows up with them, and they're like, oh, I'm going to be out of town, I'm not ready yet. Follow up. And we just keep moving the date out. And then eventually they come in and sign up. But it's like, that person never fell off. And if you're trying to do that manually, you're like, oh, I don't want to call this person again. I won't follow up with this person again. They're just not serious about it. Whereas the automation doesn't care. It doesn't have emotion. It just, you know, does what you tell it to do. And that lead cost you money. The automation, the follow-up cost you nothing.
Yeah. Especially when to continue down that path, right?
Yeah.
It's going to do that every time somebody's sitting in that position. And to your point, like, there's no bad days. There's no sick days. There's no,
and that person
I don't feel like it.
Could be a phenomenal member at one point in time when they're ready and they're like, man, this place has never forgotten about me, never stopped following up with me. And then they think that we care.
We care, yeah.
That's not the right way to say that, but like, your systems and how professional and organized you are matters.
I agree.
In the prospect's mind or the client's mind, and it does show a level of care. We care enough to have built the systems to go through the processes to make sure that we get that person in, even if it's not a manual touch point.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I think there's something to be said about that too, right? I mean, a lot of people have resistance around bugging people or hounding people or thinking about that. But like, we're in the position to help people. That's what we sell, right? Like, we're creating opportunity for change in somebody's lifestyle. They've already raised their hand and said that they're at some level of it, they're interested in that change. I would go as far as saying it's our obligation to stay in front of them and to, you know, to get them towards that solution.
I literally saw a message come through last week. It was like on Friday, and the person responded to a text message, an automated text message. Like, I don't think this is the right program for me based off of all the follow-up that you've had. Okay, no problem.
Sure.
Moving on next. Yeah. Like, you guys can't have a scarcity mindset in that. Like, is that person going to be a good client
there you go.
For us?
They definitely don't want to be held accountable.
They don't want to. Yeah, exactly. Like, I would rather. And then on the flip side of that, for every, you know, one of those, there's probably two that are like, thank you so much for.
Oh, I'd say it's probably like 1 to 10, even. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So people don't think I'm exaggerating, but that is the case. Like, more people will express appreciation for the fact that you continue to follow up with them than the people that complain that you reached out to them too many times.
Yeah. I completely agree. Anything else you want to add, you know, regarding the, whether it's speed to lead or the nurture processes in place?
No, I think that it's just, guys, it's 2026 when we're recording this. There's plenty of systems that exist. We, for our coaching clients, our Iron Circle, like, we have our CLA, which is not just the nurture to book, but is the whole brain of, you know, if this, then that, if this, then that, if they become a member, send them this, if they cancel their membership, continue to nurture them, like, and reach out to them. All of that we provide to our members and our coaching clients. Whereas like if you go to an agency and they're like, well, get my GHL branded account and they put a simple nurture to book sequence in there and then you're feeding all your leads into that account. And then, you know, you don't want to work with those guys anymore. And now you lose the whole entire system that had all of your customers in it and your leads in it that you paid for, and now they're gone. And it's a cluster out there. Like, that's why we just provide you with the swipe files, essentially. Yeah. And we're like, go build this into the thing that you own.
You own it, yes.
You own, so that if you, you know, stop working with us, or, you know, if you left this agency, you're not going to lose everything.
Mm-hmm.
It drives me crazy. It's like, you guys are, I get it. Tim and I were having a conversation about this the other day. It's like, yeah, maybe it's a good business technically from the
agency standpoint.
Lock you into something, but we're like, is it really good business if you're doing that to your customers? I don't know. We just operate differently. So anyway,
well, obviously, like Zach said, I mean, it's 2026. If you don't have a system like this in place, I mean, we've been using it since 2010. If that gives you an example of how long this option has been available, if you don't have something like this in your business, I'll just kind of leave you with this. If you're resistant of bringing a system like this into your business, let's say it costs $200 a month, does that system have the ability to add one more member to your business for the year? Or,
if you're looking at it that way, then, I mean, guys, like, I would pay $1,000. I couldn't have done my job here as the director without that. My whole time, like, whole job, every minute would have been trying to nurture people and get people in the door, whereas it was just happening automatically in the background. Like, how much is that worth?
Yeah.
I'd pay $1,000 a month for that, to be able to not have to think about it and just have it working in the background, having consultations book without you even knowing that they're in the system at that point, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a big takeaway right there too, is, you know, like, you can't afford not to have this. It's that important. If you guys need help with this is something, obviously, Zach mentioned, you know, we do with our coaching program, the Springboard. Our Iron Circle clients have access to that as well. There's a link in the show notes. You can go to gymbusinesscoach.com, schedule a consultation with me. Guess what? You will be nurtured
through automation.
I will show you exactly how we do this for gyms. You know, the second you opt in there, it's going to take you down the same exact path that we just laid out. And if nothing more, it's validation that the things that we say are the things that we're doing for ourselves as well. Sure. But book a call. We'll jump on a call. You'll probably be on the phone with me. We'll talk you through this system, what you have in place, how we could help you, you know, make this better. But ultimately, we want to see you guys win. If you haven't yet, book your tickets for the Grow Summit. It's coming up quick. FitProGrowSummit.com.
Use code podcast.
Yes, sir. Yeah, there you go. If you use code podcast, you'll have the best offer that we have available at that time whenever you reach that landing page. But we'd love to see you in Scottsdale. let's make that happen. So that's all we've got for you today. Until next episode, keep changing lives.
If you enjoyed this episode and want to go deeper on this stuff, head on over to our YouTube channel. The podcast right here is where we have the conversations, but on the YouTube, we break down things much more in depth. We walk through real frameworks, real strategies, and systems that gym owners are using right now to build better businesses. Just search Gym Business Coach on YouTube or head on over to youtube.com/@@thegymbusinesscoach.com. Subscribe to the channel and I will see you over there.